Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Boston, we have learned that 9 people were killed in that fire. 5 firefighters also hospitalized. They have non-life-threatening injuries. Heavy rains in Texas Hill Country hampering search efforts for the more than 160 people still listed as missing after the July 4th flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in Kerrville, Texas.
The area where I'm standing right now, along the banks of the Guadalupe River, this was submerged completely by floodwaters just 10 days ago. But this morning, there is lightning, thunder, and rain all around us, meaning those recovery efforts could slow down once again here in Texas.
President Trump meeting today with the head of NATO to talk about resuming weapons shipments to Ukraine. The president sending letters to Mexico and the European Union over the weekend saying 30% tariffs will kick in August 1st, but discussions continue trying to work out deals with both trading partners before the deadline. This is ABC News. President Trump showing support for his Attorney General Pam Bondi after she was criticized repeatedly during a recent MAGA conference for not releasing all of the files related to financier Jeffrey Epstein. Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, a former talk show host, has long pushed for all the files to be released. And when he found out they weren't going to be, ABC's Catherine Falder says he walked out of a Justice Department meeting on Thursday.
This is the deputy director of the FBI in charge of marshaling resources if there were to be any crisis in the country. And he didn't show up to work. He wasn't there on Friday. He told people he was taking the day off, but nobody could get a hold of him. DOJ officials were telling us that Bongino essentially wasn't reachable. We still haven't heard from him.
ABC's Catherine Falders. A new report in the journal Pediatrics shows a sharp increase in the number of children younger than age 6 who have accidentally swallowed nicotine pouches between 2020 and 2023. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Ruby, ruby, and more rubies for July at Burstone. Stop by Pamela's and see a large collection of ruby rings, earrings, and pendants in gold and silver. A great gift for anyone with a July birthday, including Deb Vitesnik-Jackson. Have a great day, Deb, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center in Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still the local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. To order, call 649-7469.
Your forecast today calling for a hazy sunshine early on, highs in the mid to upper 80s, southwest winds of 5 to 13. For tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible, lows in the mid 60s, southwest winds up to 5. Tuesday, look for highs of 90, sunny to partly cloudy. And then on Wednesday, still warm and humid, patches of sun, scattered showers and storms likely later in the day, highs of 83. Winds are out of the northwest at 2 and it's 72 degrees.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
I'm Joanne Krulatz in for Phil Nee on this morning's edition of The Morning Show on WRCO. And we have in the studio Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones. And he's here actually representing a new 501c3, the Richland County National Night Out. And you serve on that committee, don't you?
I do, Joanne. Thanks for having me. I'm actually the treasurer for the new nonprofit that we established this year. Actually started working on it in August of 24. It's been a trip, that's for sure. Something new for me. But established the National Night Out nonprofit, and we're pushing forward to continue our work in the community. And continue our partnership with between law enforcement, first responders, fire, EMS, all of that included, to build relationships with our community partners.
Now, this was actually started by Partners for Prevention, and then you've been kind of taking leadership of it to make it self-sustainable after Partners for Prevention no longer gets there, because they're only qualified for 10 years for the grant.
Correct. Yep. And so we've ran this the last 4 years in partnership with Partners for Prevention, Bessie Raitzler, yourself. It's been a great partnership. But we just kind of started to take it over because we want to be self-sustaining, like you said. So we're out there maybe asking for a few donations, applying for some grants on our own, just getting the program up and running. And hopefully Richland County National Night Out is here to stay for a lot of years into the future.
And this isn't the first committee to establish its own 501c3 to hold a national night out, is it?
No, not at all. Vernon County actually has a very, very good and flourishing national night out committee. And I've actually reached out to some of their board members, stalked them online and watched their Facebook page to see how they kind of do things, just kind of learned as we went.
What is the purpose of National Night Out?
So National Night Out is about bringing community and first responders together. It's an outreach to show the community that law enforcement, firemen, firefighters, EMS, we're all just like everybody else. We're normal people. We're down to earth. We're just out here to help people as much as we possibly can in any way, shape, or form, and to give back to the community and just build that partnership. National Night Out is about bringing the community out, kind of showcasing some of the equipment we have. We bring in vendors from all sorts of other organizations throughout the community, usually care organizations, they set up booths. They kind of show and talk about what their certain organizations do, and what help that they can give out to the community. And then we have them bring little games and little trinks and trinkets, and they come on out, and the kids and the families can kind of go around and speak to individuals during the event on August 5th, and just see what the community has to offer.
Now you said that you're treasurer, you have a board, you have a committee. That's well represented among all the law enforcement and emergency services, isn't it?
It is. It is. So our vice president is actually Sheriff Clay Porter. He's the vice president of the National Night Out Committee. Yourself, you bring the radio background in and our public notice information center. You're the president. We have Derek Goplin from, he's the captain of EMS, of emergency government. He's the secretary. And then, like I stated, I'm the treasurer. We also have Scott Gald, who's the fire chief. He sits on the board. We have Betsy Raitzler. She sits on the board. Sheila Troxel, she's part of it. I know I'm missing a few people there, but Jessica
Huntemer.
Huntemer, thank you. Yep, she kind of coordinates our food, kind of does all of that stuff. And then Lydia Biba, she helps with our 5K. She's the organizer and the big background there. So yeah, it's just a bunch of community members that have been brought together over time, and each one of those members are passionate about helping out the community and being involved and making the best that we can make it.
The 5K seems to be your big fundraiser, though, isn't it?
It is. It is. Most of our donations and income that we receive each year is from our 5K. It's been well received. I think last year we had over 100 runners or close to it. And this year we're hoping to push that over the top and get a few more out there. So if you're one of those runners out there and just want to come out and have a great time and give back to a community organization, you can go online. You can go onto our Facebook page. There's a QR code on there. You can sign up for the 5K and make sure you got a spot.
Now your 5K too is even gone more professional, and that became a collaboration with two other entities, didn't it?
Yeah, so Simons and Grace, we worked together and we bought a big timing system. It has a big arch. It's all electronic now. The timing system is actually built right into your bib when you start, and you cross the start point. It starts the time for you, and you do your run. You come back, and as soon as you cross the finish line, it logs that time for you. It's all captured on the computer system, so it's very accurate, and it saves a lot of time, and it's very, very helpful. Great system and great partnership with those other two.
Now the first 3 years it was held at the campus, and then last year at Crosscut Park.
Correct.
But this year is a new location again, isn't it?
Yeah, so we moved out to the fairgrounds. So we kind of thought we needed a little bit more space. It's less shady, so make sure you bring a tent or something like that when you're coming on out, if you're a vendor or an organization helping. But it's much more user friendly. I feel it's going to be out there. The parking is going to be better. The access to the grounds is going to be better. The food is going to be right there. The Kiwanis and the Lions and the Boy Scouts and the 4-H clubs, they're going to bring their food right to their stands that they already have out there. So it's going to be a lot nicer that way. And then we're going to have a few other things out there that you'll be able to do. Plus, like in the past, we'll have all of our emergency vehicles and do some demos and things like that.
There was concern that it might be too far out for people that walk or don't have transportation, but you kind of took care of that too, didn't you?
Yeah, so we reached out to Town Taxi, to Tony Burke, and he offered a partnership. He came up with this great idea. You might have even heard some ads on the radio already or seen some stuff on Facebook, but he came up with an idea that he would donate rides. So if you live in Richland Center and you don't drive, or maybe you're in a wheelchair, you have a little handicap issues that you need help with, you you can reach out to Town Taxi for that evening, and he's going to make sure everybody gets there that needs a ride. And it's free.
He did kind of say, though, he'd like people to notify him earlier rather than later so he can set up some type of schedule, didn't he?
He did. Yep. It'd be very, very nice if you reach out, and you can reach out today. Reach out to him. Get your name on the schedule. There has been an idea of maybe we'd have a pickup point, like a one area pickup point in town. But he said he can work with that too. But yeah, if you can get on the schedule, let him know that you're wanting to go out there. You want to be at the fairgrounds for the National Night Out on August 5th. Get in touch with Town Taxi, and he will make sure you have a ride.
That's just all part of your collaboration with the community, isn't it?
It is. It's about building partnerships. It really is. And if we can make somebody's day by getting them out of the house on a Tuesday evening, come out to the fairgrounds, have something to eat, sit around. Phil Nee and Gary Gutkonek will be there for our DJ and pleasure. He'll be spinning records and MCing the event. Come on out and have a good time and just enjoy yourself. And we'll even make sure you get home too.
It's a good family-oriented event, isn't it?
It is very, very family-oriented, laid-back, casual, free entry. It doesn't cost anything to come in. There will be a cost of food and beverages and things like that, but that supports the other local organizations, and they all go for good causes in our community. And every one of these, whether it's the Lions Club or the Kiwanis Club, they're giving back every single day, hand over fist, and we want to support them too.
Besides the vendors that the adults would like to intermingle with, you'll have activities for the kids as well, right?
Yes, we're bringing back our famous bounce houses. So Thunder Showers is bringing in their bounce houses again this year, so we'll have those set up. We've worked out a good deal with Tiny Acres. They are going to be bringing in some animals, putting on a little educational program for the kids. They'll be able to wander through the tent and see all the different animals that they have. Probably not every animal they have, but some of them. And we're also looking at some other kids' activities. We might even have some water fight things going on, but we're still kind of working on that, trying to wrap up the final logistics and on that side of things. And then plus you'll have all of the special vehicles there that are in the community, fire trucks and ambulances and police cars, and our MRAP will be back out there this year. The DNR will have his airboat or a boat of some sort. I'm not sure exactly which one Warden Williams is bringing this year, but he'll be back out there so the kids can get to see that and kind of climb around and see how we do our jobs.
You know, it seems like the kids get all excited about the MTAC and that, you just see these big smiles and they sit up there looking like a tiny little ant in these big vehicles.
Yeah, yeah.
But, even though that it's camaraderie and community and it's free to get in and everything, you still have some expenses, and that's why you kind of went to a 501c3, isn't it?
Yeah, it just kind of helps us round everything off to have that 501c3, and then plus it makes it a tax deductible donation, for folks that want to give back and they need that at the end of the year or whatever the reason might be. It's just really going to help us kind of keep everything to our own organization, keep everything in one spot, and help out whoever needs a little help along the way.
Now, if someone is interested in supporting your endeavors, how can they do that?
So you can mail a check to the Richland Center Police Department. That address is 470 South Main Street here in Richland Center. Address it as Richland County National Night Out. And then those funds will go right in, and you'll get a receipt either in the mail, or if you want to include your email, we can send it that way as well. But then all those funds will go to support this event.
If someone wants more information, you have an email too, don't you?
I do. You can email me or Richland County National Night Out. So that email address is richland.countynno And those are just the initials for National Night Out at gmail.com. So you can email that, send an email to that address and reach out, ask any questions. You can even call me at the Richland Center Police Department, and I'll talk to you as well if you'd rather do that.
You're also working up a website and Facebook page, aren't you?
We're working on it. Yep, it's a slow process for maybe some of us computer illiterate people out there, but we're getting some help and we're working on that. So hopefully, probably won't hit the interweb before National Night Out, but it's coming soon.
One thing to remember, though, National Night Out is always the first Tuesday of August.
First Tuesday of August.
Which falls on what date this year?
It falls on August 5th, and the time for that event is 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The pre-registration or the early registration for the 5K starts at 4:30.
But they can register now for that, too, well.
And you can register online as well. But in-person registration starts at 4:30.
And if you register early, you're going to be guaranteed a T-shirt.
And it's a little cheaper, too. So get registered and get those numbers in. We always like to see who's coming and how many people we got. And so we can kind of plan ahead so we can make sure we have that T-shirt for you.
Anything else you'd like to share with your new endeavors here?
No, it's been a whirlwind. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate the board. I appreciate the community's outreach and gracious pouring of support. And we just really, really look forward to August 5th.
Well, thank you very much, Billy, for coming in.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing everybody August 5th at National Night Out.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We've always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to nafbhunger.com.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
On our morning show today from WRCO, it's time to talk about all of the things that we can do to maybe keep you out of a jam. Consumer protection topics for July of 2025. Michelle Reinen joins us. Michelle, here we are into July. How can that be?
Yeah, how can that be? The summer's already running away from us, and it's just gotten started.
Absolutely. Past the 4th of July, it does seem to fly, that's for sure.
It does. And July is Military Consumer Protection Month, so we always have good things to talk about in protecting those who protect us.
Indeed. So let's talk about that a little bit. Anything you want to hit on initially about military consumers?
Well, the one thing is the Federal Trade Commission has identified that they filed more than 200,000 reports in 2024, and 31,000 of those reports indicated that those consumers had lost money. Those total monetary losses were more than $584 million, and that median loss report was $700. So that's pretty significant for individuals who are, you know, active duty service members, retired service members, veterans, and their families. We want to be sure that we're doing all we can to protect them. So we're highlighting housing-related scams and frauds that military consumers should be aware of that specifically target them because of their unique circumstances, distinct culture, and community that they are part of.
So it seems to me that, you know, obviously preying on those that have defended our country and whatnot, are some of these emails and texts and things like that, do they look legitimate, or how do they catch them?
Well, they certainly do. For example, the home loan scam. Many service members take advantage of the VA's home loan benefit, which may provide an opening for scammers. And that's them pretending to be representatives of the VA, another government agency, or a home loan servicer. They threaten military homeowners with foreclosures or other consequences. They demand that homeowners send money, refinance their home, agree to a loan modification, redirect mortgage payments to the scammers, or even sign over the title to their property. So warning signs is when the consumer is threatened with severe consequences if they don't immediately comply with the requester's demand, or if the organization wants to be paid with a gift card, cryptocurrency, payment app, or wire transfer, or makes other unreasonable demands, really. And so never provide your personal information, and be alert to those email addresses. And phone calls, because the caller IDs, the email addresses, it's all spoofing. That information can be faked. And so don't believe what you are seeing as that representational label from whom your communications are coming from.
What about housing rental scams?
Well, here we know many active duty service members, they live in off-base rental housing. And Scammers also know this, and they advertise fake rental properties online and other discounts for members of the military. And because the service members usually can't physically visit the property until they move in, they may have already paid an application fee, security deposit, and rent before they realize the listing is even fake. So warning signs is what we have to watch for here. The too good to be true discounts for military service members, property owner demands payment before providing a tour of the unit, or a property owner claims they're moving or living elsewhere and offers to mail the home keys to a renter after receiving the payment. And here we hope that consumers seeking rental housing are skeptical of unrealistic low prices, like if the property rent is much lower than the area's average rent pricing, be cautious. Before paying any money, try and get a real live tour. In person is best, but if you can't, ask for a live virtual tour so you can really see the date and know that it's the same day. It's not just a video of someone else's property. And then if you have to pay money down, consider using an escrow service if upfront those fees are needed, because that can help protect the releasing of the money.
Some other things that you want to add in terms of military service members or anything, Michelle?
Well, there are resources to help these members find legitimate homes, whether they're buying or renting. Platforms like Military by Owner or the Automated Housing Referral Network, AHRN, and .mil, homes.mil, is also a resource that can just to help these service members and veterans when they're searching for those housing resources.
Another scam spotlight I was reading about, Medicare card replacement. What can you update us as far as that goes?
Well, this is the big scam between paper versus plastic, if you will. In this case, the card is only paper. There is no plastic option. So we've heard from Wisconsin consumers that have indicated they've been contacted by scammers pretending to be the Department of Administration with the state of Wisconsin and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The scammers have offered to help the consumers upgrade to a new plastic Medicare card. And they've also reached out to consumers claiming that the consumer's paper Medicare card is expiring this year. But this is just a ploy to steal their private information.
Is that, would they ever contact you about doing that? Is that a legitimate thing that you need to replace your paper with plastic?
You only need to replace your card if it's lost, damaged, or compromised by a scammer. But the real Medicare cards are paper. They are not plastic. That's not an option. This is just like the other common tactics scammers use when they're trying to impersonate Medicare for assisting beneficiaries with enrolling in programs, filing paperwork, improving coverage, or finding savings. They come up with all sorts of gimmicks and reasons why they're reaching out, but a real government agency will not contact anyone by phone or to change their Medicare card.
If someone feels they're scammed, obviously they would contact DADCAP, but should they contact Medicare as well?
Yes, please do so. They need to know about the scams that are circulating, but they can also provide you with confidence and verification that this is a scam. And so you can reach them at 1-800-633-4227.
I understand recently DADCAP has been aware of several scams impersonating state and municipal government agencies. What would you like to say about that this month?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have become aware of several different scams impersonating state and municipal governments in our location, in the state of Wisconsin. We talked about the Wisconsin Department of Administration and Medicare being impersonated, but DADCAP's also been impersonated by scammers who've sent fraudulent messages to our licensees, specifically for the meat processing establishments, asking them to renew their licenses by providing private information. And it appears the scammers use publicly available data on individuals and businesses to send those emails and target individuals. We've heard about and talked about the Wisconsin DOT being impersonated, but the latest version of that is fake text messages being sent to Wisconsin consumers claiming that they had to pay for unpaid traffic violations or risk additional fees and legal consequences. And again, that was fake information. The prior attempts had been related to toll messages being sent across the state. And then in recent weeks, we've heard from the city of Green Bay and city of Monona, where scammers were using convincing but fake email addresses, graphics, and real license and public meeting information, and asked permit holders to send permit payments by wire transfer. And so we just want to be sure consumers are aware when we talk about these government imposters, it's not always the big, well-known federal governments. It could be your local municipality that's being impersonated. So you do need to verify and double-check things. So always double-check the contact information. In the city of Green Bay imposter situation, they really messed with the email address to make it look very legitimate. It looked like it was coming from an @cityofgreenbay.wi.gov, but the real city's email address ended in @greenbay.wi.gov. So just adding a couple words, city of Green Bay, who's going to question that when that's where you live? So be sure you know the extensions and actual information for your municipality. And then question, should you be contacted? Have I reached out recently? Have I applied for something? Did I have a traffic violation in the municipality? And then if you believe it's true, contact the government entity using a legitimate email or phone number that you can confirm, or just walk down or drive down to your local municipality to question things, and never send any money or information before you validate that it's legitimate.
The month of July is a big month for summer travel for all of us. Do you have any tips for us?
Oh, so many tips. So many tips. We all can experience bumps in the road when traveling. And we want consumers to be aware of what resources are available to them if issues occur with their mode of transportation. There are so many options when booking lodging or activities for the vacation that you need to always be mindful of the fake listings on legitimate website platforms and research reviews of a hotel or short-term housing rental, travel service, or tourist activity. But if you haven't done all that research up front, at least know what your resources are before you go. And there are resources when traveling by plane, renting a vehicle, a cruise trip, train travel, or even international travel.
What can you give us some examples as far as airlines and things we should be aware of?
Absolutely. For example, what will an airline do if they overbooked a flight, or what will they provide to consumers affected by a last-minute delay or cancellation? And we hear about these types of things in the news all the time, that they're happening because of weather delays. But airline consumers have rights that are protected by federal law and are protected by airlines companies' policies. And to learn more about these rights and compare what commitments different airlines have made on a variety of passenger issues, you can go to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Visit them at www.transportation.gov/airconsumer. That's going to be your best resource for air travel. But when renting a vehicle, there's so many options available to renting a vehicle. You can go to a traditional car rental company or car share platforms. You need to know cancellation policies, whether or not you want an infotainment system, what are those extra fees and charges and rental policies to navigate. And so you can consider a number of different resources here. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC's online guide called Rent a Car at consumer.ftc.gov. DadCap has a fact sheet on car rentals and collision damage waivers. And then there's the Better Business Bureau has an article on car rental tips, Rent a Car and Be Happy. And you can find that at bvb.org.
Yeah, that I was curious about that because we had an experience with that. My wife and I flew into an airport and had rented a car. We got there and they said, nope, we're all out of cars, you know, and I don't know if we have a leg to stand on in that situation.
Right. And when post-COVID, with the surge in travel and rental car companies had gotten rid of so many vehicles, that was a huge issue. And you still hear about it from time to time. So you want to navigate and know what you can do up front, anticipate things, and figure out what your plan B is should you encounter one of these situations. And oftentimes, if you book things with a credit card, you may have extra protections with your credit card as well, because maybe there's traveler's insurance tied to that.
And you always have, it's kind of a catch-22 about signing the damage waivers, or, you know, should I buy extra insurance and those kind of things. And that can be kind of daunting to think about too, can't it?
It can be. And so you want to look at that fact sheet that DADCAP has about car rentals and collision damage waivers. And while most of the information is applicable to renting a vehicle in our state, it will raise the same questions you need to confirm and verify if you are in another state renting a vehicle.
What about cruise trips?
Well, we know they're incredibly popular vacation options, and so before embarking, passengers should be aware of the cruise line's obligations, and they vary by different cruise line and your passenger rights. And most cruise lines are members of the Cruise Lines International Association, which has adopted passenger rights, including refunds if a trip's canceled due to mechanical failure, an emergency power source in case of main generator failure, and timely updates if an emergency causes an itinerary change, and so much more. But information's available from the Federal Maritime Commission's Cruise Passenger Assistance webpage, and you can just go there and file a complaint if you need to. But you should know that the jurisdiction is limited to cruise lines that embark passengers at locations in the United States. There is no federal agency that regulates cruise customer service issues outside the U.S., so cruises that embark at an international location are not subject to the FMC's jurisdiction. So that's something where you're going to want to look at your credit card protections or your traveler's insurance to how you might be impacted should there be bumps in the road for your cruise travels.
A lot of people are taking the train and the rails these days, Michelle.
Yes, they're very popular alternatives to airline and car trips. And, you know, it's scenic, it's leisurely, it's comfortable accommodations. There's even onboard dining here, but long train rides don't have to be simply that form of transportation. It can be the vacation itself. Amtrak is the only nationwide passenger rail service, and it has 10 customer service commitments covering safety, delays, accommodations, and refunds. So for any customer service issues on Amtrak passenger trains or to request a refund, you need to deal with Amtrak directly, or of course you can always contact Consumer Protection here, but you can go to Amtrak.com and you'll want to research all that information up front so again you can navigate and navigate quickly.
International travel, that's a whole nother subject, isn't it?
It is, and it's probably way too much information for us to talk about today, but again we do have resources for people. They're usually not able to be directly impacted by U.S. government entities, international transit methods. However, the U.S. Department of State offers tips and resources for Americans traveling internationally so you can help prepare for your trip. So go to travel.state.gov. Some of the tips you're going to find there will cover international travelers checklists. You'll find driving and road safety tips, access to emergency information, travelers insurance information that should be considered for international travel, and other resources like lodging safety, traveling with pets, studying or volunteering abroad, and so much more. So again, go to travel.state.gov to access all that additional information for international travel.
Tariffs have been in the news a lot lately. What can you tell us? Any update there?
Well, they have been in the news lately, and these tariff conversations are real and legitimate, and recent activity has provided scammers with this new opportunity to target consumers and businesses with fake messages and payment requests. And we've seen that throughout time, and especially during COVID when information was changing. So by impersonating a government agency, a shipping delivery company, an importer, scammers may contact consumers and small businesses with a claim that they must pay a tariff or provide private information before a product they bought can be delivered. Now, if the consumer provides their personal or payment information, they could lose their money and be at risk of identity theft. So we've talked in the past about shipping and delivery scams and fake toll fee scams. We anticipate these fake tariff scams are going to be very similar. Be aware of unpaid tariff text messages, emails, and phone calls, and avoid opening any links or attachments.
Interesting. Good stuff. I think we've covered a lot of ground here this month, haven't we?
We have had a ton of stuff because of current events, current conversations, a good, you know, consumer protection month, and then just consumers being active over the summer months. So we want to keep everyone happy and safe from these scammers during the month. So call Consumer Protection if you have any questions or concerns. You can reach us at the hotline 1-800-422-7128 or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
Again, we always hope to keep somebody out of a jam, and we don't want people to lose their hard-earned money, do we?
No, we absolutely want to keep it in their pocketbook so they can enjoy it in whatever manner they desire.
Michelle Ryan, an administrator with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection on today's morning show. Michelle, well, we'll talk to you in August then.
That sounds great. You take care.
You bet. Thanks for joining us here on the morning show.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hey, truck and tractor pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our truck and tractor pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Mental health matters for everyone, but for many people of color, the journey to mental wellness can be filled with challenges, from cultural stigma to lack of access and representation in care. This month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to amplify those voices. Let's normalize conversations around mental health. Your primary care provider at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is a vital first step in strengthening mental health. Remember, mental health is an important part of your total health care.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Hello, we're about 10 minutes away from the 10 o'clock hours. You're listening to WRCO. Some great topics during our morning show program. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll be back tomorrow with some more great morning shows to come. Right now, though, we're going to hear a little Patti Loveless as we're making our way toward 10 o'clock with Blame It on Your Heart.
Thank you. I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion. Up in the mountains or down by the ocean, it's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Everything to everybody. I ain't ever slowing the ground.
Me, I'm just a getting started.
I ain't ever slowing down. I ain't ever slowing down. I ain't a getting any older. I'm still here and still around. I ain't ever slowing down.
I'm still here and still around.
I ain't ever slowing down. Jimmy C.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 9 people killed, 30 taken to the hospital after a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston. Mayor Paul Coogan says in addition to those casualties, 5 firefighters were also hurt.
Fire department, police, DMS, everybody did a 5-star job doing their best they could to rescue as many people. They worked some more, and they saved a lot.